As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God is looking at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Courage, acceptance, serenity, forgiveness, strength, peace. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I draw my attention to the scripture for this imaginative contemplation prayer. Mark chapter 6, verses 1-6. I bring to mind the story of how Jesus teaches in a synagogue at Nazareth, how the community from where he's come refuses to accept and rejects and questions, and how Jesus leaves his hometown with his disciples. I imagine the place. I look around me. What can I see? I notice the structures. The physicality of the place. The floor. Walls. Ceiling, the sense of space. I notice the colours. The forms of the building, of furniture, accoutrements. Window dressings, doors. What shapes and colours do I see in this environment? I observe the light in this place. The overall feeling of light or darkness. The interplay of light and shadow. What can I see? I breathe deeply into my lungs. What can I smell? I notice the fragrances in the air. I become aware of the taste in my mouth. The wetness or dryness in my mouth. And on my lips. I feel the air on my skin. I notice its temperature. Its heat or coldness, its warmth or coolness. I notice the dryness or the moisture in the air. And I feel the stillness or the movement of the air across my skin. I feel my clothes on my body. The texture of the fabric, its roughness or smoothness. And I notice the tightness or looseness of the garment on my body. I feel my feet in my shoes or barefoot. I feel my feet on the ground. And the ground beneath my feet. I listen to the sounds around me. What can I hear? People breathing, shuffling, praying, talking. What can I hear? And so, in this imaginative contemplation on Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, I place myself in this scene in a synagogue in Nazareth. Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing? What am I doing? What's my feeling? I look around and see the people around me. Who are they? What are they doing? What are they saying? How is their tone? I notice the mood in this place. I listen as Jesus begins his teaching. Where is Jesus in relation to me? I gaze at Jesus as he teaches. What is his demeanor? How is his tone? What does he say? I notice what I am feeling. How do the others respond to the teaching of Jesus? What do they say? How is their mood? I notice Jesus looking at me. I gaze back at him. How does he look at me? What's my feeling? I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.